You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or on the internet at www.citr.ca. You're listening to a show specifically designed, tailored, sculptured to ensure that you find work you love and nothing less. We talk a lot about dream jobs on the show. Recently, someone said, I don't want a job, I want a career. I get that. But one of the reasons why this show is so impactful and so successful in generating success for those who listen to the wisdom shared over the airwaves is that this. Have you ever bought a career? Can you see what a career is? In fact, most people I talk to, I say, what is a career? They have no bloody idea. So people keep saying they want a career, but they have no idea what it is. And I figured out what it is. Listen to this. The definition of a career is one dream job after another. Makes sense, doesn't it? And so when I tell people, go and get something, a job you love, that's easy enough. Well, let me tell you, that's one of the things that some people say is not easy enough. But let me tell you, it's a lot easier to land a dream job than to land a career. Because who the hell knows what a career is? But a dream job, we can start from there. Not bad, eh? Actually, that theory has helped lots of people simplify their job search. And that's one of the things I think we share a lot on the show is simplification of your career so that you're extremely successful. I'm excited about today's show. We're jam-packed with information and really fun because I'm starting to present it in such a way that keeps you all excited and motivated. And so first, what I want to talk to you is about this. Today's show is going to be a show that I've never before spoken. And I say that a lot. I've never shared this before, but it's true. Every single week in dealing with individuals and their careers, I get to come up with the newest and hottest theories. And so what happens is every time I come across a new dream job theory, I then implement it with someone, ask them to use it, and then I use it over and over again. And if it proves successful, I then share them on the airwaves. And so today I have a total of four that I would love to share with you. And they're hot. They're the newest dream job theories. You've never heard them before. They will keep your interest piqued, and you'll say, wow, I can't believe I survived this long without it. But first, before we go there, what I want to talk to you about is the last week's show. What did we talk about? Well, last week I talked about how your number one enemy to finding your dream job is you. And the subject of the conversation was, how do you get out of your way? You're pretty big when it comes to stopping your progress in terms of your career. And I covered two or three key concepts that have allowed others to break that barrier, to pass through their number one enemy, which is them. And I figured out by far the mind is the number one. By the way, before I say what I'm about to say, I figured out that the mind does exactly what you tell it to do. And so if you have these dark side that is negative or beats you down, it's all it's doing is it's following your instructions. And so I've discovered this. If you tell your brain something nice, you will end up feeling something nice. And you've heard of the movie The Secret, but I'm making it really simple here, and I'm relating it to your career. If you keep telling your brain bad things, you will have a dark side, okay? And it's normal to tell yourself bad things, but on average, how about we just say even 60% of the time you say nice things? Because let me tell you, on average, what I hear people saying, 80% garbage in their brain. No wonder it comes out in garbage as well. So how about this? All you got to do, I'm going to give you a little homework. Homework, I'm going to write this down. Homework, so I'm going to ask you next week. 60% of the words you say to yourself, make them be nice. Base them on love or something nice, something generous, because you're special, you're unique. You deserve everything you know you deserve to have. And you've always known you have a right to have many of the things you deserve and you desire, and you know you're capable of it. What is holding you back? One of them is that. 60% say nice things to yourself. Okay, good. That was about last week's show. What I'm going to be doing now, love this, quote of the week, top two success stories. So every show is going to start with these three concepts. Quote of the week, top two questions that I received during the week. So that means I receive all the toughest questions I received throughout the week. And I'm going to sum up the two best questions that I find reflects what the listener, you, wants to hear. And I give the answer to these questions. Not only do I ask the question, I give the answers. Well, that's pretty exciting, isn't it? Who wants answers when you can get, or who wants questions when you can get the answer, right? Finally, a success story. And I got a hot one today. I just found out. 5 minutes ago, I heard the success story. I was going to share another one, but this success story is so fantastic, I got to share this success story. Quote of the week, here it is. Ready for it? Take out a pen, paper, get ready for this one. We choose our joys and sorrows long before we experience them. Say that again. We choose our joys and sorrows long before we experience them. Have you ever been watching TV and you see a movie clip or a movie trailer for a movie that it's advertising for a movie? So it gives this 30-second commercial on a movie and it says, go and see this movie. And sometimes you say, you see the clip and you say, oh, that's a great movie, I want to go see it. And sometimes you say, well, I hate that movie, I don't want to go see it. Actually, there's a third component. You say, I hate this movie, and your girlfriend or boyfriend says, I love it. And you say, oh, okay, and you go and see it. But let's use the two extremes where you either like it or don't like it. There's a way to see a trailer for your own life. And if you like it, continue to do it. And if you don't like it, you can stop right away. The way you know if your trailer is positive or negative or will lead to a good movie is to identify the words or the feeling you get when you say those words to yourself. If you say words to yourself and it makes you feel bad, then it's a bad trailer and it's going to be a bad movie. Okay, it's anticipating a bad movie. If you say nice words, words that are in line with love, generosity, compassion, your movie will be a good movie, as will the trailer, and you're on your way. Is this making any sense? So what I want you to picture is this. It's called the left road and right road. The left road is full of hate, anger, resentment, jealousy, and the right road is love, compassion, and giving. So if it's hate, anger, resentment, don't do it. If it's love, passion, then you're on your way to seeing a good movie. Isn't that exciting to know that you actually have a preview of your life before it happens? There's this saying that says there's no dress rehearsal for life. Well, I think there is. And the dress rehearsal is the preview of your life before it happens by looking at the words you say to yourself right now, because it's predicting what will happen after, because it starts with the word in your brain and then it becomes a behavior and then a result. Isn't that exciting? To write that down, it's so good. So we choose our joys and sorrows long before we experience them. Okay, good. Next, top two. The top two questions that I've received in the last week, and this is one of them. You're going to love this one. Why is my career in the dumps? This was John asked this question. Why is my career in the dumps? You're not going to believe the answer I'm going to give you, but I've discovered that if your career is in the dumps, some people are motivated by the hope for reward, and that's 1% of people. Actually, it's probably 10%. And the rest of us are motivated by the fear of loss. That means if our life is shitty enough, then we're going to stop doing that behavior and we're going to change. And so when someone comes up to me and says, my career's in the dumps, what can I do? I say to myself, well, I have a 90% chance. This person has a 90% chance of being the kind of person that is motivated by the fear of loss. That means, according to that theory, that if your career is in the dumps and you're not doing anything about it, it means your career is not in the dumps enough. Isn't that an interesting concept? If your career is bad enough, let me tell you, you're going to change. So if you're not acting on the crappiness of your career, then I'm saying your career isn't bad enough. So just wait it out. Get into another argument with your boss. Wait longer and feel completely depressed. Or run up your debt like crazy because you're not making enough money. You're not being paid what you're worth. So I say, wait it out. And when it's really bad, let me tell you, you'll get the hell out of there. It's like sleeping. For those of you who cannot sleep at night, there comes a time where you have to sleep. Your body will just fall asleep. You can try to stay up forever, but it will just fall asleep. And it's like your career. You can try to be in a crappy career, but when it comes bad enough, you're just going to have to move. Isn't that a good idea? So just wait it out. Do nothing. That's a nice concept. Now, some of you, the 10% of you, are motivated by the hope for reward. That means you're motivated to go towards something. That means your future, you have visions and you have goals of what you want to do. And if you're that type of person, what motivates you is to paint a picture of what you would like your life to be in 1 year. And if that motivates you, then great. If not, then just wait longer till your career's in the real bad dumps and then you'll be motivated to move. Question number two. What is question number two? Well, that was question number one and question number two all wrapped up in one. It was such a powerful question. I summed it up into one question. If your career's in dumps, just wait it out. Success story. You're going to love this one. I was just talking with an individual who's been wanting to change her job for a while. The reason she wants to change her job is because her current job is not paying her enough money. The reason it's not paying her enough money is because she keeps saying to herself, I can't believe I'm not being paid enough money. So in the end, what happens is she's doing a lot of work and does not feel justly compensated. Now, I'm not saying it's the fault of anyone for not paying her enough, because sometimes budgets aren't there. Sometimes it's the organization that can't afford it. And we get that. So in her situation, she made up her mind that by a certain date, she would do this activity to go out and find work. And many of the theories that she was going to use were used on this show. And one of them is based on the one-day dream job challenge, which is so exciting. And I don't even think I've talked about that in the show yet. The one-day dream job challenge. I haven't even done it. That'll be next week's show. The one-day dream job challenge states that in one day you can find your dream job. Now, it's so outlandishly exaggerated. Is it possible? It's worked for others. It can work for you. Wait for next week. Anyway, I told this individual about this challenge. She set a date on her calendar to do it. The day before she was going to do it, she gets a call she's never received before in her life from an individual who says, how are you doing? I haven't spoken in a while. And he then goes on and says, I'm actually currently leaving my position. And she says, wow, that's an amazing position. I would be very interested. And he says, well, I'd love to give you the position. Why don't we get together and talk about it and we can maybe do the transfer. When you set a specific date in your life by which time you would like to have a change in your career, there is something called automagically. A mentor in my life talked about this. Automagically. It means you automatically get what you want as if by magic. Let me say that again. You automatically get what you want as if by magic. This was apparently magic because she did nothing to deserve this call other than set a time on her schedule. So do it. Set a time on your schedule. You will be amazed by the results. So that's our success story. Good. That takes us to our break. We're about to go to break. During the break, by the way, I'm only taking one phone call this show. And if it's a good one, I'll take it. If not, we'll have to move on. 604-822-2487. 822-2487. I want to talk to someone who's really stuck in their career. They've had it. You know the person I was talking about in the dumps? Well, you're in the dumps, like you're the end. You've had it. You're end of the rope. You cannot go any further. You've had it. Fed up. We're going to break. In a second, you'll be hearing for about 40 seconds the break. During the break, I want you to think about any questions you might have because I will be answering them after the break. And we're going to be talking about our four dream job theories. You'll absolutely love them. See you soon.
CITR Radio, host of the 2007 National Campus and Community Radio Conference, is thrilled to thank our event sponsors, the Alma Mater Society of UBC, Beat Street Records, The Black Frog, Cameo Cafe, Canadian Springs, Cowboy Coffee, Capers in Kitsilano, The Eatery, La Grotta, Happy Planet, House of Blues, The Irish Heather, The Lamplighter, Long and McQuaid, Mint Records, The Morrissey, The Plaza Nightclub, Terrabreds, and Whole Foods West Vancouver. Thank you for supporting CITR Radio and Radioactivity, the 2007 National Campus and Community Radio Conference.
You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver or on the internet at www.citr.ca. And you're listening to a show called Career Fast Track. It's a talk show, live, taking phone calls, opportunity for you to hear and how to listen to practical tips to find work you love. And sometimes I go big picture, sometimes I go really down to the earth, meaning really practical tips. That's what I find with career. Sometimes it's mental in terms of you have to think about it, you have to analyze it, and other times you just got to get into action. So it's a nice balance between the two because those who've applied to theories on the show have produced amazing results. I've said this once in a while, but everything you hear on this show is based on an 18-month study that I did with clients. 356 clients, worked with them, did a study for 18 months. The results were miraculous. Miraculous. 72% within 3 weeks landed their dream job. Those who didn't, stopped looking. It was such a breakthrough that I said I had to share it with the world, hence the motivation to come on the radio and transmit this information to you. Not bad, eh? So for those of you out there that need to be convinced, I hope that stat has convinced you that this is all based on tried, tested methods like Chevy. What is it? Tried, tested, and true. Dream Job Theories. The first one that I'm most excited about is entitled Backwards Career, the fastest way to reach the top. Let me say that again. Backwards Career, the fastest way to reach the top. Actually, it's so good that I'm going to say it at the end. Let's go to the second one. Job posting success. This is a very practical tip. Many of you apply to a job posting. There is a way for you to use this to your advantage and apply a technique that no one uses. The result of doing this is you completely either one, worst case scenario, avoid the lineup altogether, or two, you get in what I call the VIP dream job lineup. Let me explain. You have a job posting. You then call the company in which the job posting is available. And 90% you can find it. If you can't find the company, tough, just apply. But there's many you can. Call the company and do not call HR. You call the manager of the person in charge of the department. Very simply put, if you're applying for a finance position, ask for the finance manager. If you're asking for the accounting if you're applying for an accounting position, ask for the accounting manager. If you're applying for customer service, ask for the customer service manager. Pretty straightforward. Get their name if you can. If you don't, it still works if you ask for them. Say, hello, may I speak to the accounting manager? That works as well. You call them up. You do not refer to the job posting. You call them up and very simply put, you say this, hi, my name's John. I'm an accounting major, or I have 5 years experience in accounting and would like to come by and talk to you about employment opportunities. When would be better, this week or next? That's what you say. That is amazing. The decision maker then says a couple things. One is, great, come on in. You get hired instantly. You never had to go through HR. Happens all the time. It's amazing, isn't it? You would think that all the decision makers would say, well, hold on. We have a job search process. We've applied to put out the resume and we put out the job posting. We got to follow procedure. Listen, procedure isn't in place for the sake of procedure. There are some organizations that are committed to procedure because there are many people's jobs who are dependent on procedure. Does that make sense? Who cares about procedure? It's if I skip procedure, I'm actually discounting someone else's job. So that's the only issue that comes up. But many, many organizations, actually the last number was 70%, up to 70% of organizations don't have an HR strategy. So there's no one's job who's at risk here. The reason they post ad is because they're freaking had it. There's nothing left. They have no other alternatives. People don't want to wait on average 8 to 12 weeks to fill the position. They just want to fill it now. So when you call them, they pretend as if the ad doesn't exist often. It's shocking. But the minute you mention the ad, they have no choice but to funnel you that way. I'm going to try to come up with a metaphor as to why that happens. But once you say it, the ad, they refer you automatically. It's funny that way. I'm almost there with it. So that's best case scenario. You book an interview, you get the job. Worst case, get this. This is what happens. The manager says, did you hear about our posting? You never lie. You never lie. You say, absolutely, but I wanted to contact you first to have an opportunity to talk to you. He or she says, great, but you know what? You got to follow procedure. Why don't you talk to John in HR? And you say, may I use your name? And they say, yes. You call up John and say, hi, John, it's Mary. Just talking to Billy over there, a VP or manager, said I should talk to you. You automatically, when you do that, get in what I call the VIP dream job lineup. Let me tell you, the VIP lineup, for those who have been in it before, is slightly shorter than the regular lineup. So that's exciting. So best case scenario, you get a job interview right away and most likely get the work because you're very qualified, or you get in the VIP lineup and it dramatically decreases the amount of time you have to wait. And yeah, it's great. Fantastic. So that's how you handle a job posting. And then the third option is while you apply to the job. By the way, apply to the job while doing this at the same time. So it's simultaneous action, double-pronged approach, fang approach. Number three. Notice we've skipped number one because it's so hot. I'm going to get to it soon. You're going to love this title. In fact, when you hear it, you're going to go run and get your friends. You're going to say, I wish I could put this show on pause. How to make the most money in your career. How to make the most money in your career. I'm going to read you something and I want you to listen. It's not going to make sense the first time you hear it. So if you don't get it, don't worry. I might say it again. I might not. How to make the most money in your career. There's 3 points. Point number one, you will make more money doing a job you love that pays less than doing a job you hate that pays more. Point number two, in the short run, you will make less money, but with love comes creativity, and in the long run, you make more. Point number three, when it comes to doing what you love, you must think long term and practice patience. Should I say that again? It's so powerful, I will. I'm not going to read it. I'm going to explain it. And I'm going to use a metaphor to do that for you. If I were to say, what job would you make more money, garbage man or doctor? Well, the answer is clear, isn't it? It's doctor. Of course you're going to make more money. In my first point, I say, you'll make more money doing a job you love that pays less than a job you hate that pays more. So what I just said there is you're actually going to make more money by being a garbage man than being a doctor. And you say, well, that's not possible. That's not true, Philip. You don't know what you're talking about. You're a fugazi. Give it up. Drop it up. Stop the show. There's no point of even continuing. You've completely discredited your credibility. But one thing I want you to highlight are the words love and hate. If you hate your job and you're a doctor, my question to you is, will you get promoted? Will you grow? Will you last? So if you hate being a doctor, how long do you think you would last? So let me ask you, you've been in a job you hate. How long have you lasted on average? I'm going to write this down. Hate, job, last. How long did you last? A year? 2 years? 3 years? You know, you've heard of people who stay in jobs they hate and they don't leave the job. For 30 years, they become numb and everything. And to be honest with you, that's not the most people. Most people actually make a move. So if you're a doctor and you hate your job, how long are you going to last? 2 years? 3 years? But if you're a garbage man, how long are you going to last? You love the job. You love meeting the people. You love working with people. How long are you going to last? 20 years? 30 years? So how in a million years can you make more money being a garbage man than you can being a doctor? And by the way, if you're a garbage man, that's great. By the way, the jobs change quite a bit these days. Have you seen those machines pick up the cans? That's amazing. So point number two, in the short run, you will make less money. That's right. In the short run, being a garbage man, you're going to make less more money than being a doctor. But with love comes creativity. In the long run, you make more. So what happens is after 10 years as a garbage man, what happens? You're really good at your job. People love you. You get promoted to supervisor. You then get promoted to manager. And then you get what? Promoted to district manager. Then what happens? Then you get promoted to VP and you're there for about 7 years. And you're about 32 years old and you're VP of a large waste management company. How much are you making? Maybe 120 a year? I just spoke to a doctor who works 4 days a week and he makes 120 a year. You're equal at this point and you love your job. Then what happens? You're so good at what you do, you become a consultant on the side and you get paid $150 an hour. You just double your salary because you split your time both ways. You're now making $300,000. Then you say, my goodness, I can actually open up my own business. And then you open up your own business. 2 years, you spend all your money because you realize that's what it takes to build a business. And within 5 years, you're making $3 million a year. And you take about $750 worth of the profits, and you're about 46, 47 years old, making $750,000, loving your job, and where's the doctor? Probably going back to school. So that brings to point number three. When it comes to doing what you love, you must think long-term and practice patience. Let me say that again. When it comes to doing what you love, you must think long-term and practice patience. Love the theory. Great. It's 3:23. We're time to go into a break. After the break, I'll be coming back with our two final dream job theories, including the last one entitled Backwards Career, the Fastest Way to Reach the Top. Completely controversial, extremely successful when applied in your life. We'll see you in about 33 seconds.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
I got a job.
You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or the internet at www.citr.ca. This is a show specifically designed and tailored and sculptured to ensure that you find work you love and nothing less. One of the things I wanted to mention is that this show is podcasted, which means it's saved on our website. You can go to our website, press podcasts, and you can actually hear my and everyone else's show because it's saved on the computer. That's hot. It's amazing because if you miss a show, you can tell people. And if it's such a great show, you can re-listen to it. You can actually save it and go tell all your friends how amazing CITR is and how the station is and how the show is. And I wouldn't blame you for doing that. Great. We're back and I am sharing Dream Job Theories. And this is a good show. I have to tell you, the content I'm transmitting to you is extremely relevant, current, hot, practical. We are on to our last point and then our bonus one. And it's very an aside concept, but I want you to remember this. The title is How to Eliminate Nerves in an Interview. I give it that title because it's career related, but this, if you live your life like this, the amount of stress you would reduce in your life is fantastic. Always remember this. 20% of people will like you no matter what you do. If you fart, burp, pick your nose, they'll like you no matter what. 20% of people, even if you kiss ass all day long, they'll hate you no matter what. 20% will like you, 20% will hate you. No matter what you do. And 60% of people can go either way. What I notice is that a lot of people in interviews and in life try to kiss up to the one that don't like them. And they spend many of their times trying to kiss up to the one that don't like them. What I propose is you forget the one who doesn't like you, focus on those who love you, and those who love you will tell the other 60% that can go either way that you're so great, and 80% of people can love you and 20% won't. By the way, I had a mentor in my life that said, if 10% of people in this world love you and they pay you to do it, you'll be extremely wealthy. So you don't even need 80. You just need 10% when it comes to your career and your business. So that's great. We're running short on time. I love that concept though. So we'll now going into our final thought. And I want to share this with you because it's so exciting. So exciting. Again, entitled Backwards Career, the Fastest Way to Reach the Top. If you go backwards in your career, you'll have a lot more success. Now, how is that possible? This is how it works. Start with what you love and then move backwards. You start going backwards only from the things that occupy your time on a regular basis. So here the thing is, look at your life and you say, what do I spend most of my physical time doing? Then you go backwards from there and you figure out how you can get a career that doing exactly what it is that you spend most of your time doing. If you love cleaning the kitchen, then go backwards from there. Not just love it, but you actually spend a lot of your time cleaning the kitchen. Then go backwards and start asking yourself, what can I do from a career where I'm actually maybe cleaning things? Maybe I can run up my own cleaning business. Maybe I can work for a warehouse and clean the warehouse and become a manager and then become a VP and because I'm so detail oriented. Isn't that exciting? If you love sports, but you're a really crappy player, what can you do? You could become a physiotherapist and you can work with athletes, or you can be in customer relations, or you can be in dealing with media. Isn't that exciting? So look at your life and ask yourself, what do I spend most of my time doing? You have to actually physically be there. Don't just think, what do I love? Like, I love music and I can't play an instrument. That doesn't work. What do you physically spend your time doing? And then move backwards. It's so exciting. It's a fantastic approach to career. It'll be my next article. It's so exciting. Backwards Career, the Fastest Way to Reach the Top. Got a minute left. I end every show with a question of my guest. And today there's no guest. And so I'm going to ask myself that question and then pass it on to you. It's called the graveyard secret. It's the secret that I typically, or the guest would typically take to the graveyard. But because I asked so nicely, you then are willing to do it or share your answer. So what is my graveyard secret? I just put myself on the spot. I usually ask this of other people. My graveyard secret is this. I've noticed that many people that are successful fail a crap load of times. And I fail a lot. I really do. I mean, on the show, I talk a lot about how everything works. And everything that I tell you works. But behind the scenes, there is quite a bit of tried things that don't come through, don't work out, doesn't work. And so my graveyard secret would be to say this. I hope that you risk a lot in your life. And I really, truly hope that you experience failure and the opportunity to learn from it. And I know it's not easy. And it's But I'll say this. The media never shares the failures of successful people. There should be a book out there and says everything I failed to do